Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Steve Burness is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, and he gives us the heads up on a lot of scams every week at this time. Good morning, Steve. Let's start with the news about those COVID-19 vaccination cards. And we heard about the Chicago pharmacist who's facing federal charges for allegedly selling these things. Is there a lot of that going on? What are you hearing?
And good morning, Bob. Thank you for having me today. Yes, we're hearing a lot more of that as well. And so we just want to warn consumers not to buy them either, because you can face charges and jail time for that, and fines because of that. So we're just, it's happening quite often because more and more organizations are requiring, vaccine cards that you've been vaccinated. So we'll see more of these scams popping up. But we just want to let you know that you if you're buying it, you can be in trouble just as much as selling it. And this pharmacist allegedly, may get some, a long time behind bars because of this.
Glad you mentioned that. I'm very interested in this business about people getting calls or text messages from someone claiming to be their bank. What's going on here?
Yeah, Bob, we've seen an increase in calls. And these are imposter scams where they call up and they say they're allegedly from your bank, and something's drastically wrong, that somebody is siphoning your account, and you quickly got to move your money out of the account so they don't take any more out. So the caller looks, the caller ID shows the bank. We had a person in San Francisco recently reported to the Better Business Bureau, he was just basically thinking it was his bank helping him, and it was a scammer putting money into a different account and then using Zelle to, get the money over to him that way, and he lost the money pretty quickly. So it's got to be very careful. Your bank doesn't call you up and ask you to do things that are really unorthodox. You know what I mean? In terms of your bank's not going to ask you to move money to another bank. They're going to help you as fast as they can. They detect something, and he kind of felt something was wrong, but he trusted them because he thought it was the bank and they had a lot of information on him. So anybody calling you up, Bob, as I mentioned before, is anybody calling up who wants you to do something in 30 minutes or less? And that's what we call the tip-off to the rip-off, because they don't want you to think about it. They don't want you to ask anybody. They want you to think there's something dire happening, like this individual that his money was being siphoned out of his account. They were halfway through his account already, and they wanted to prevent it from happening to somebody else.
Unless it's dominoes, beware of that 30 minutes
right.
Business. The guy in San Francisco thought it was a Bank of America employee because, as you said, the Bank of America ID came up on his phone, but I guess at that very moment, someone was hacking into his account, weren't they?
Exactly. They were hacking into his account. They had his information. They might have had access to his computer. I'm not familiar exactly with this case particularly, but two things. One is you don't trust caller ID because that could be manipulated in some way. And secondly is, bank's not going to ask you for information on your account that they shouldn't have. They're not asking you to, for your social security number or your account numbers, and then you're in other information asking you to, put money into a different account. So your bank is not going to call you up and ask you to do some things that you would never think of doing. They're going to try to help you as fast as possible, especially opening an account in another bank. But it sounds so real to him, and he was afraid. The fear factor, Bob, is that, they were draining his account, and he needs to stop the bleeding. That's what got him going. That's why they don't want you to think. They want you to start to act, something's wrong. And if you think about it, then you start asking people, they say, no, it's a scam, don't do it. But he didn't ask anybody until he realized it was too late.
Yeah, and you look on your phone, and it looks like it's actually coming from that bank. We have a lot of fundraising going on, thankfully, for those poor victims of the earthquake in Haiti. But anytime you have relief efforts like this, it never fails that there are folks out there trying to get your money purportedly for Haiti. But beware. And how can we tell if it's legit or not, Steve?
Well, obviously, Bob, you have to do the due diligence and research on the charity before donating it, because somebody calling you out of the blue saying they're going to help the people in Haiti, what are you going to do? How are you going to do it? But you still got to check on the charity, how much the money is actually going to the foundation or how much is going to the administration. Somebody calling out of blue and asking you for money is may not be a scam, but you've got to verify that it is a legitimate charity. But there are some scammers taking advantage of the situation. They're vultures. They do it all the time. And unfortunately, they're already started on this. Our scam tracker at the Better Business Bureau showing reports of this already, these fake charities. And sometimes these are not even charities. They're just boiler rooms that try to take your information in credit card and charge your credit card, and you're thinking your money's going to help the people in relief, and it's not. So the Better Business Bureau has a website, give.org, and that's a BBB Wise Giving Alliance. And it has a lot of information on charities, the good charities as well, and some of the reports on the charities that, you know, that don't meet the Better Business Bureau standards as well. But it's really doing the research, Bob, not just, you know, answering a phone call and giving your credit card information, because unfortunately there can be some scammers out there trying to take advantage of the situation.
So you can check out charities at give.org, is that it?
Yeah, give.org is a national charity, BBB Wise Giving Alliance. You can check out local businesses at bbb.org. And we always say before you buy or hire, BBB, check the information first, and make sure if you see a scam, to report the scam to the Better Business Bureau, because the only way to put scammers out of business, Bob, as you know, is not to give them your business. And unfortunately, there's too many scams right now, and it's just continuing. Every hour, it seems like we're getting a new tip, yeah. And it's getting out of hand.
Well, thanks for passing along the alerts to us. Steve Burness, talk to you next week. Have a good day, Steve.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.